because the things that you tend to avoid thinking are the very things that actually need your attention. Often, you know, painful thoughts are the ones that often get suppressed or repressed, right? Because, you know, naturally, the mind, it wants to protect us. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another soulful and amazing episode on the Good Life Podcast, the platform to help you open your beautiful mind and to live that life of meaning and great purpose. If this is your first time to this channel, thank you so much for tuning in. A warm welcome to you. And if you have been tuning in for a while now, thank you so much for being here with us on the Good Life Podcast, journeying with us on this beautiful journey. You know, it's always so amazing, you know, seeing you, sharing with us all your beautiful insights, your reflections, seeing what you've learned and sharing it with your loved ones as well. You know, I truly believe that we learn and grow as we allow ourselves to reflect and ponder upon the things that we have learned. And it's also so wonderful seeing this platform grow so much with listeners all over the world, and you know, with all one thing in common, right? Which is the desire to connect, to learn, and to heal, you know, essentially to find more meaning and purpose in life. If you are ready to elevate your life and, you know, to remove all those roadblocks holding you back, then life coaching might just be for you, right? At the Good Life Podcast, we're here to provide one-on-one life coaching services where we will walk with you in your journey, helping you get unstuck in your past experiences and helping you move forward in your goals. So if you're keen, drop us your interest at info@thegoodlifepodcast.live. That's L-I-V-E. And we can't wait to hear more from you, right? So going back to today's episode, I'm truly so excited to be talking about it as usual. So today I'm going to be deep diving on the topic of personal empowerment, specifically the 8 tips to help you in your journey of empowerment and confidence. So empowerment, you know, it is more than just simply feeling powerful or confident. True empowerment is pure validation, right? It's a state of being in which we recognize and celebrate our own wild potential. So the feeling of empowerment, you know, it is massively incredible because it is a power that comes from deep within you, right? It's that moment you step into your authentic self and you feel like you can do anything and go through anything. It is pure magic, I tell you. So, you know, a lot of times, however, what we see happening is that we end up waiting passively, right? We end up waiting for that someone to come by, to believe in us, or to rescue us. However, you know, sometimes that can take a while, you know, and in some cases, that may never happen. And it can leave many crushed and in despair because their only source of hope is gone or never to come. So, you know, in this episode, I hope you will be able to walk away knowing that you can do it yourself, right? I would like to let you know that you can generate change, powerful change from within. I would like to let you know that you can start to empower yourself, feeling more confident in what you do and to really believe in the potential of you. The question is though, you know, how do you create that for yourself more consistently? And how do you choose empowerment rather than, you know, just letting it happen when it does, right? Well, the first thing to know about empowerment is understanding the definition, right? Empowerment is the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in taking charge of one's life and claiming one's rights. So I would like you to consider the word process in that definition, right? To become empowered is a process in itself, which then brings me to my first tip of empowerment. And that is, empowerment is a process, an ongoing process. So it is important to consider yourself always in the process, right? Always growing, always finding new strengths and new ways to feel confident over time. And it's something that grows, you know, the more work and awareness that you put into it. So the sense of empowerment doesn't happen all of a sudden, right? It happens with the practice of strength, courage, confidence, and the belief in oneself. And just like, you know, how we continuously need food, water, and air to survive, it's the same with all the other important aspects of a healthy human functioning, such as empowerment, right? So empowerment is an important element in helping people reach their fullest potential and to live their best life. It needs to be continuously fed and nourished in order to loudly exist within you. And you can't just, like, you know, do one act of empowerment and expect it to last a lifetime, right? At some point, you know, once the benefits of the act has diminished, you're going to feel the yearning again, right? And that signals time for some inner refueling. And the thing is that, you know, you don't have to wait till you are in the extreme state of yearning and deprivation. You know, start even when you are not feeling the starvation within. And I feel that that would be the best time, actually, because you actually do have more energy and bandwidth to explore how best to meet your inner needs, right? So it is a continuous, ongoing process that requires your dedication, your attention, and your commitment. And it begins with the everyday little things that you do in life to fuel your soul, which brings me to the second tip. Right, and the second tip is this: empowerment in reality is not something that we feel, it's something we do. So it's all about taking action each and every day towards feeling more confident in yourself and doing things that take you any step closer to your goal. Right? Even when you're feeling fear, do you know that it just takes 10 seconds of your time, 10 seconds of courage to get up and to just do something, right? 10 seconds. So if you are able to overcome those procrastinating, fearful thoughts within those 10 seconds through, for example, you know, moving your body, through doing, you can actually start seeing yourself actually in the process of starting the task you have in mind. Right? So something that you can try, which is something I personally love doing, which has helped me, you know, in those moments when I tend to procrastinate, is actually using the 5-4-3-2-1 technique, right? So if you are dreading to get out of bed or you're dreading to work on any particular task, right? Count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then immediately get up from where you are right now and get into the doing. So the trick, right, basically, it is to not give your mind, you know, so much of an opportunity to ponder upon, okay, to do or not to do, and to consider, you know, the list of excuses and all the fears and worries that you have in your mind. Right? You know, especially when it comes to those tasks that you need to get done, important critical tasks, right? Try out this technique, this 5-4-3-2-1 technique, and get yourself actually started on the task. So what this does is, you know, it minimizes the opportunity and room for your mind to ruminate and for your mind to actually, you know, marinate in all those fearful thoughts, which actually aren't actually facts. And another thing to help you, you know, push you in the direction of doing, right, it is actually to have an action list based on the goal that you want to achieve, right? So if your goal is to, you know, get into that dream job, whatever job that may be, I want you to list out exactly, you know, what you need to do to achieve that. Right? And that could include researching on the skills required, the qualifications required, the experience required, whatever it is that you need to actually research and work on in order to get the angle met, write it down. right? So the moment you are able to see and break it down into, you know, sub goals and sub tasks, the end goal, it doesn't seem so daunting. And when the end goal doesn't seem so daunting, your mind doesn't create so much resistance whenever it comes to you thinking about that goal, right? So going on to tip number three, it is all about understanding your own thoughts and beliefs. Because, you know, those underlying thoughts and beliefs, they dictate your very actions and how you feel about you, right? You would realize that when your thoughts are very self-defeating or when your beliefs you hold about yourself are very self-limiting, it immediately affects how you view you, right? In terms of your competency, in terms of your ability to carry out any task. So be curious about what underlying thought patterns do you have, or, you know, what you're actually holding on to that might be holding you back in your goals, right? So awareness of this, it helps you to identify aspects of yourself that form your strengths, your motivational drives, and it is also one which helps you to identify your inner roadblocks holding you back, right? So don't just focus on what you love thinking about. Focus on what you don't tend to think about, or what you tend to deflect when it comes up. Because the things that you tend to avoid thinking are the very things that actually need your attention, right? Often, you know, painful thoughts are the ones that, you know, often get suppressed or repressed, right? Because, you know, naturally, the mind, it wants to protect us, right? So when it becomes too painful to think about it, the common way of dealing with that pain is to either repress, suppress, deflect, or even project all of that pain out into the world, right? And while, you know, those coping defense mechanisms may have worked for you once upon a time, but in the present moment, in the experiences that you're going through right now, based on the new goals that you have in your life, those existing coping mechanisms are just pulling you down, right? Pulling you back into the cycle of your past, causing all this pain and discomfort that never seems to go away. So, you know, I would like to invite you to do a piece of reflection exercise. So you could take out a piece of paper or whatever it is that you would love to do this exercise on. And I would like you to write out these six headers. The first is my finances, the second, my health, third, my relationships, fourth, my future, fifth, my career potential, and number six, opportunities life is offering me. And, you know, for each column, I would like you to write down your thoughts on it, right? Anything that comes to mind, both the good and bad, and let your thoughts flow and just don't hold back. So if, for example, when it comes to, you know, the my health category, right, a thought you have is, you know, I will never lose weight, or, you know, it is too hard to live a healthy lifestyle, or maybe a positive thought you have, you know, I love my body. So, you know, whatever it is that you have on your mind, let it all out, right? You know, the point here is to have no judgment of the self. So, you know, this is not the time, you know, for you to analyze it, you know, for you to label yourself as, you know, good, bad, you know, positive, negative, right? This is the time, you know, for you to get it all out, you know, for you to see what your mind actually thinks about all those different aspects of your life. And after you're done, you know, you can take a look at all these, you know, thoughts, beliefs. Take a look at what you've written about, you know, each one of those categories. And I want you to be really honest with yourself, right? Even if it's something that, you know, doesn't seem right, just let it out. Remember, practice no judgment, but just great compassion towards yourself. So you could also be curious, right, to understand where those thoughts and beliefs actually came from. You know, was it something that you heard your mom and dad talk about and now you feel that this is now your thought and your belief, right? So be curious about the source of your thoughts and beliefs. right? And also take a look at which one, you know, which ones of those beliefs that you want to still hang on to, which ones of those thoughts that you still want to hang on to, and choose the ones that don't align to you anymore, that, you know, it's just not vibing with you anymore, right? And in the ones where you choose to want to let go of, write down, you know, the inner resistance or roadblocks that comes up that prevents you from letting that thought or belief go, right? And, you know, this is where you can actually work it out, you know, explore it with your coach or therapist to really explore these hidden impasses that even you yourself have no sight of, right? You know, there are things that we know that is, you know, our weaknesses. So this is something, you know, on a conscious level. But when it comes to things that is not within that conscious level, it becomes a little harder for us to navigate through that, right? So these are what we call the blind spots. So if something is not within our awareness level, you know, even though it's something that is clearly causing some form of pain and discomfort within, it becomes really, really hard for us to be able to find the right kind of, you know, measures and interventions to be able to help ourselves. Because from the onset, you know, we aren't even aware that, you know, that particular, you know, wound or that particular experience or belief or thought is actually hindering ourselves. It's actually causing that huge block of stuckness that we feel on the inside. So, you know, allow that genuine curiosity to flow and allow yourself to also process and make sense of whatever it is that, you know, you have now newly acquired about yourself, right? Because it is not sufficient to just gain, you know, knowledge about yourself. You also have to put into practice what you have learned, right? So knowledge itself is not power, but it's knowledge plus practice and application that makes you feel powerful and empowered. Going on into tip number 4, and that is standing up for yourself and the things that you believe in. So when you feel strongly about something, it is okay to speak strongly about it, you know, to take up space and to essentially to not silence yourself, right? Remind yourself that your voice and opinions matter too, and that they deserve to be heard. So the more you give your voice permission to be heard, the more you will feel confident of being heard. And this actually empowers you to do more of it. Right? I think a lot of times, you know, individuals, they've been through something painful, you know, in their past that, you know, kind of reminds them that their opinions don't matter, right? Maybe perhaps you were brought up in an upbringing, in a family environment where, you know, each time you wanted to say something, you know, either one of your parents would just tell you to, you know, shut up or just be quiet, right? Basically not allowing you to say what you needed to say. Basically sending you the message that, you know, your thoughts don't matter. So if you have grown up with a messaging of disempowerment, then, you know, it is natural when you are the adult that you are today, you haven't really learned or you can't really connect with the concept of empowerment, right? Because it's something that, you know, your mind finds so foreign to, right? It seems like an very alien sort of concept. So, you know, the good news is that you can train your mind. You can rewire your mind to be able to think and feel a certain way. Yes, it requires a lot of work, a lot of, you know, deep inner healing, but it doesn't mean that you can't reach there. It just possibly means that, you know, it takes maybe a longer time to get there. And you know what? It is okay, right? Because this is your unique journey that you are walking on, right? There is no timeline or deadline to growth, to healing. The only deadline or timeline that's set is the one that's set by you, right? So one of the things is also to be mindful when it comes to you, you know, embarking in your journey of self-discovery and healing, be mindful of, you know, these timelines that you tend to automatically put onto yourself. Are these really your timelines, or are these the ones that's been set by society for you to fulfill? So, you know, finding your voice, you know, and believing that your voice and opinions matter, it starts with the little things that you challenge yourself to do, right? Start with something that you are comfortable with. You know, for example, if you are good at writing, then try out writing how you feel or what you think about life and things, right? You could first start with writing it in your personal journal, so it's between you and you. And once you feel a bit more confident or you get more comfortable, you could perhaps publish it on your blog or, you know, your social media page for people to read, to see it, and to get more people to get connected to, you know, your voice and your content, right? You know, if you are good at drawing, you love drawing an illustration, then draw something out to represent what is on your mind, right? You know, for some, they choose to talk about what they feel in a private therapeutic setting with the therapist. And for others, they feel comfortable, you know, giving talks, sharing with their community on what they have learned. So, you know, there are many ways, you know, for you to explore on how you can authentically express yourself. So explore what works for you, right? Start discovering ways to safely and freely express what's on your mind. So moving on to tip number 5, it's all about taking pride in starting and finishing something. And this could literally be anything, right? Even the smallest of things. And I want you to kind of document them, right? So it could be, for example, emptying the sink of a few dishes, sorting through one stack of shirts in your cupboard, right? Or reading one short chapter of a book. Or, you know, you making your bed fully. So it isn't important what the accomplishment is. But the goal here is to, you know, for you to experience any amount of the positive, empowering feeling of having completed a task, right? And when you have completed that task, no matter how small it is, take that pause to acknowledge that completion of task, right? Bask in that moment. The problem that we see often is that we tend to rush through things. We rush through our days, we rush through our weeks, we rush through our months, you know? And the year goes by and we're like, okay, you know, what did we do? What did we accomplish, right? And the mind tends to just, you know, want to look at the big accomplishments in life, but it just kind of dismisses the little things that we do in our everyday lives that helps us through the day. So start today by basking in those small moments that make up your day, right? Allow those little small moments that you experience to be that reminder that, hey, you know, you are putting effort in you, that, you know, you are trying your very best to go through this life, and that, you know, you are in this process of becoming this amazing person through, you know, all these little and big things that you are doing in life, right? So tip number 6, and that is to be decisive. So, you know, personal empowerment, it is also a matter of decisiveness. So, you know, focus on one simple question with each decision that you make. Is this helping me or is this harming me? So narrowing the field of decision making can transform helpless passivity into positive active empowerment. So when you keep bringing into consciousness your unconscious parts of you through challenging your actions and thoughts, you regain back that control, right? You stop letting life just happen to you, but you start really deciding for yourself, what is it that you want? What is it that is good for you? And what is it that is not aligned to who you are? And you get to see, you know, what you really want in life. You know, a lot of times it can be hard for us to just make a decision because, you know, the options that are presented to us, both of them, it just seems scary, right? Both of them, it involves maybe some level of like risk and pain and discomfort. I mean, you know, the more we're able to manage our expectations and, you know, to know that in life, we are going to have to make decisions that are like hard and tough and challenging, the more we allow ourselves to take risks, right? Yes, the option eventually chosen by us would involve compromises, would involve us to give up, you know, some stuff. But at the end of the day, if that risk taken, right, if the compromise to be made is helping us get closer to where we want to be, then, you know, the risk to be taken is going to be worth it, right? Tip number 7, and that is stop comparing yourself to others and start focusing on improving yourself, right? So if the comparison of self with others has been one where you have been actively engaged in, you would find yourself, you know, constantly unhappy, disappointed, and never contented with what you have, right? Comparing yourself to others to measure your enoughness as a human being will be a game that you will never win, trust me, right? An important thing to understand is that when you keep comparing yourself with others to make yourself feel good, it's possibly a sign of underlying insecurities which need to be looked at. And until those insecurities are being looked at and attended to, you will keep on using, you know, the comparison game as a way to be able to validate your sense of worth. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I find useful to be able to stop that comparison sort of thought cycle is for you to be able to focus on your strengths, you know, those positive, amazing memories that's been stored inside your mind, right? So the moment you notice that you start going into the comparison cycle, consciously decide that you want to stop such thoughts, right? And allow yourself to recenter by focusing on your special gifts, on what is unique about you and what you can offer, right? You know, appreciate what you have already accomplished. You know, look at your life thus far. Allow yourself to really, you know, recollect those moments that you have accomplished something, even the smallest ones, right? So this is where you tap into your inner pool of strengths and resources. So the thing is, we all have resources within us, such as, you know, memories of comfort and safety, and even, you know, those experiences of being powerful and courageous. So these memories, qualities, and images, they are stored in our body-mind network, and they can be assessed, activated, and strengthened through the practice of mindfulness. So this powerful awareness and gratitude, it will bring your focus back to you, right? Back to the present moment and back to the path that you want to be walking on, right? And I find that when you stop resisting, you know, whatever comes up, right? When you resist your usual automatic coping defense mechanism, such as, you know, comparing of yourself with other people, you find that you will be less engaged in judgment, right? You'll be less engaged in self-judgment, and you will then focus instead on yourself. You will focus instead on what needs to be focused on. And I feel that this alone, it's a very empowering process. And the last tip, the 8th tip, it's about taking responsibility. So responsibility essentially means the ability to respond. One where, you know, you do observe how other people respond to you, right? But ultimately, how you end up choosing to respond in response to that external response is independent of another person's actions, right? So when something happens and you choose to take responsibility, you are essentially asking yourself, okay, you know, like something happened, right? I cannot make that thing unhappen. I cannot undo it. I cannot change the past, right? Because that is not how time works. So with that, in this moment, what ability do I have to respond to that situation, right? So true responsibility, right? It is about relinquishing questions of fault and blame and looking only at ability, specifically your ability, on how you can respond to what comes up within. So, you know, have you noticed, right, in those experiences where you leave your choices to chance or you leave it to others, what really ends up happening, right? What happens when you don't like the outcome? When something, you know, externally goes unplanned, right? Do you tend to complain? Do you blame a whole lot? Do you project all the unhappiness outside into the world? Or, you know, do you internalize that blame? What I'd like you to do is to just observe, right? In terms of the comments that you make, in terms of the kind of thoughts that you have every time something unexpected or a conflict or challenge comes up, right? And this awareness, again, it is important for you to see, like, what is your autopilot response to crisis, to challenges, to just, like, you know, bad stuff happening to you, right? And, you know, what we see happening a lot is that we tend to conveniently forget that, you know, in those experiences that we go through, a lot of it is just not within our locus of control, right? In those experiences that we go through, we had a chance to make a decision and to take responsibility. But more often than not, we tend to unconsciously just, you know, leave those choices and decisions to other people, right? And this is what leads to disempowerment. Leaving something as important as your happiness and self-worth to someone or something, it leads to disappointment, right? So when you take responsibility of your own life choices, you take back your power you often tend to freely give other people. And, you know, there are actually many, many opportunities throughout your day to take responsibility, you know, be it through your body, your mind, your emotions, and your soul, right? And let's explore a little bit more on each one of those different areas. So, you know, the first one is about taking responsibility for your body. So, you know, what does it look like, right? And this actually means you essentially asking yourself, what does my body need right now to feel safe, to feel good again? You know, for example, will going out for a walk help? You know, will physically moving myself from my room to my living room make me feel better? You know, will drinking some water help? Will taking a break and have some rest help, right? So it's all about being honest with yourself, asking yourself that question, and, you know, being honest with yourself on what comes up, on what you really need to feel okay. So that is what it looks like to take responsibility for your body. The second one, the responsibility for your mind, right? So we often get caught up, you know, in worries and thoughts that run through our heads and, you know, always trying to, you know, pull our attention, right, in all sorts of direction. And when all those thoughts run wild, it can really lead you down a rabbit hole, right? That downward spiral. So this is what you can do, right? If you're feeling that way, when you feel as though your mind is going to explode, it's just so overwhelming, this is something that you can do to empower yourself with your mind. So when you tell yourself, right, when you remind yourself that you can decide where your thoughts take you, right? Just by affirming, you know, saying out these verbal affirmations, when you tell yourself, I can decide where my thoughts take me, you know, up, down, left, right, wherever, right? When you keep reminding yourself that, saying it to the point that you really believe it, that's when you get yourself back into that driver's seat, right? And this is something that relates to the point that I shared on, you know, you understanding your thoughts and beliefs. Responsibility of your own mind, it begins with the awareness of what's going on inside the mind, right? And then allowing yourself to explore and imagine how you want to feel instead, right? What is the preferred state? And, you know, this shouldn't just stop at you just visualizing that nice, happy picture in your mind, but it also includes you thinking about how you want to really, you know, go through your day, right? Remember I talked about the action part? It is in the doing, right? You don't just, you know, stop at imagining and dreaming about it, but it also includes you involved in the doing. So, you know, once you have a direction of your preferred day, start choosing those thoughts and beliefs that will get you there, right? Remember, you get to choose your thoughts. You get to choose what you want to believe. And that is where once you get set on the kind of thought that you want to think instead, that's when, you know, your actions will automatically align to what you really think and believe on the inside. So the third aspect, the responsibility for our soul. So, you know, ask yourself on a spiritual level, what will make you feel most connected, right? So explore the practices that you can do that will truly connect you to the higher power, creating a more fulfilling inner life, right? And the last one, which is the responsibility for our emotions. This is the narrative where you have of, I am responsible for how I feel, right? So for example, you know, when you're feeling miserable, instead of saying, they made me feel miserable, try changing it to, I feel misery as a result of this situation, right? So this is you shifting your locus of control from external to internal, right? When you're able to shift from external to internal, that's when you regain your internal control, right? And how you can go about doing this is, number one, right? It's about accepting that, you know, that situation happened, right? And when that situation happened, observing, what do you feel? You know, what feelings came up when that situation happened? Was it anger, sadness, happiness? What is it, right? So don't lie to yourself by not feeling the feeling. Accept that you feel it, right? Accept that you are allowed to feel that way. So, you know, acceptance of your emotions, it is key in taking responsibility. Making those emotions feel valid is key in taking responsibility of your emotions, right? Ask yourself, how would you like to change the situation going forward? What ability do you have to respond? Right? So this again is tapping into your internal resource to be able to respond to the situation instead of waiting around for someone else to change or for a situation to change before you start changing. Right? So, you know, if you feel really stuck, right? You know, you have tried all you can, but you still feel stuck. Ask, reach out for help, right? Ask others for ideas and guidance. You know, it helps to talk to people who have been there and experience what you've experienced. So, you know, taking responsibility for the self can manifest in different ways, right? In various ways. So it's all about, you know, you widening your perspective, you know, keep on learning. Keep on being curious, because the more you learn, the more knowledge you acquire, the more you are able to look at the same situation with a fresh pair of lens, right? And so, you know, that concludes today's episode on the 8 tips to help you feel more empowered in your daily life. So, you know, in conclusion, when you decide to consciously take charge of your life, you will really start feeling happier, right? You will see massive transformations and changes in your life. You'll feel more, you know, that more sense of fulfillment, that satisfaction in your life and in various aspects of your life. So, you know, taking those first steps to live a life that you desire, it offers numerous benefits. And so the decision to live that empowered life, it begins with you, right? It begins with you wanting to see that change in yourself. It begins with you wanting to do the work, you know, in achieving those dreams and goals that you have in mind, right? So those moments of pain, tension, and conflict that you experience in life, Remember that can be turned into opportunities to understand yourself and other people better, right? So do the work of working on it and never stop this journey of unlearning, learning, and relearning. I believe in each and every one of you. I believe that you have the potential and the capacity to achieve so much in life, right? Never stop believing in you, never stop dreaming, and never stop on this beautiful journey of a deeper, more spiritual self. So if this episode has, you know, helped you, feel free to share with me your reflections. I would love to hear it, and you know, to also share it with your loved ones as well. Don't forget to also follow us on our socials, thegoodlife_podcast. Don't forget to give them a follow. And thank you so much, dear one. I truly do appreciate that you've listened all the way through. I hope that you take care of yourself, and I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. In the meantime, be bold, be beautiful, and see the amazing you that you are. Take care, dear one. Bye.